Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Greitzman back on the show, an Emmy Award-winning person, an author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, The Words Lincoln Lived By, one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy, and one of my favorite people in the world, even though we disagree on many things. Gene Greitzman, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. By the way, my belief about disagreeing is I'll argue with you all day, but I won't quarrel with you for a minute.
That's exactly right. And you got that from Mr. Lincoln, didn't you?
Well, I got it from doing Mr. Lincoln. I think that's me.
Exactly. So Gene, first thing I want to talk about is I'm troubled by the fact that even though I know we celebrate Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday sort of on President's Day next Monday, I'm troubled that I believe the first time that I've seen this, my calendars don't have Lincoln's birthday on the calendar. That's troubling to me. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I hadn't thought about it till we were talking just before we came on. And I think you told me Washington's birthday is not there
right.
As well. I just haven't given it a lot of mature thought. My first reaction is that of all our presidents, we don't remember any other president's birthdays either, of all the presidents that we've had. I think it's significant that Washington's birthday was remembered for so long. Not very much anymore. Lincoln's is still, but I guess I'm aware of that because I do Lincoln's programs.
Right.
I did a big fundraiser on Sunday night at a church. So I'm reminded of it. But I think as the years pass, I think that we become forgetful of birthdays unless it's a religious leader. You mentioned that we do still, and on your calendar it says Martin Luther King's birthday.
Right,
that's
right.
Still there. I think it's because it's more recent.
Well, but Gene, there's also, I guess my point is, there's also the Chinese New Year's up there. Flag Day, they got Flag Day. Gene is up there this month. Valentine's
my
Day.
Golly.
This Friday is Valentine's Day. Constitution. We've already had Constitution Day. Here's my point, Gene. These other seemingly lesser type of recognitions, like Valentine's Day, that's certainly not official in any way. I guess what I'm getting at is, are we desensitizing people to the historic figures in our past? I mean, are we minimizing great people? I mean, shouldn't we always look back at history? And of course, you know what a history buff I am. Gene, and I just think we should always look back and recognize those people, those individuals who made a difference to so many.
I think you're absolutely right. But, and there's not a but here. You're absolutely right. Incidentally, without being unnecessarily humorous, I am not allowed to forget when Valentine's Day comes along. and it's not a history book that makes.
No, I know, and it's not insignificant to half of the population, I'm sure. But Gene,
but back to the history.
Yeah.
I think that remembering great people of the past is a way of bringing great truths into the present. And one of the things that I think I do when I do Lincoln is I help to keep what he taught and what he stood for from being forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll think about it, We can remember just so many people, so many things, so many dates. You go into any library and you see there are millions of things that could be remembered. And I think people like me, people like you, help us to be selective in our memory, that some things will not be forgotten. And Lincoln is one of them.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why, I mean, I know you think that we have you on the show because of your of your beautiful face, but you know, one of the main reasons we keep hanging out with you is because you're our Lincoln scholar, and I want to focus on Lincoln from time to time.
And I'm glad you do that, and I think you're doing the right thing, whether I do it or somebody else does.
Nobody could do it but you, Gene. Hold on to that thought. PresidentLincoln.com, right?
Right.
Check out his website. His books are all there. Also, he's got audio books that you'll love. You hear what a great voice he has. Gene Greisman, Dr. Gene Greisman, I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lincoln's idea of the people, by the people, for the people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.